According to this letter, I'm supposed to collect a sperm sample from each of the boys at school. Then, I'm supposed to send it off to the lab so they can freeze it for future fertility needs. I guess that means in case the boy has a problem getting the girl pregnant, he can always fall back on his backup sperm. And so the government sent me a whole bunch of these little clear plastic containers with a red plastic cap, one for each boy, and a whole bunch of these, I guess you would call them devices for extracting their sperm. But I don't know. I can't seem to make heads nor tails out of how this device is supposed to work. It says here, some assembly required. Well, that tears it. I was never very good with assembly instructions. They always seem to be written by some man using big words like torque and such. And that's when they lose me. And this device, why, it looks like a cross between a tire pump and a slinky toy. I'm never going to be able to get this thing figured out in time. I have the first boy showing up in just a couple of minutes, and I'm not nearly ready for him. Oops, I think I hear him in the examination room now. Good morning. Yes, here it is. Barry, isn't it? Tell me, Barry, do you know why you're here? Oh, good. Yes, that's right. I need to collect a sperm sample from you. You know what that is, right? Oh, you don't, huh? Tell me, if I say night emissions, will you know what I'm talking about? No. How about wet dream? Have you ever had one of those before? Well, I can see this might be a little bit more difficult than I thought. Well, might as well get right to it then. I want you to take your pants off for me. There's nothing to worry about. And now your boxers. It's okay. Don't be shy. I'm a nurse. I've seen hundreds of naked boys before. And trust me, you all look alike to me. Yes, that's the way. Just slide your pants and boxers off and set them right over here on the chair. I hope I'm not embarrassing you by watching you take your clothes off like this. It's all part of the routine examination. What? You've never had an examination before? Why, there's nothing to it. Don't be scared. This would only take a few minutes, and then you can go back to class. Now I'm going to sit down in this chair, and I want you to stand right here, right in front of me, like this. And I'm going to take my stethoscope and listen to your heart for a little bit. Now your lungs. Take a deep breath. Now exhale. Again. Exhale. Good. Fine. You seem like a perfectly healthy little boy. Now I'm going to have to examine your private parts. I'm going to have to touch you. To touch your little penis. Do you have a name for it yet? A lot of boys like to name their penis. No? Well, okay. We'll just call it your little pee-pee for now. Normally, I would put some gloves on for this part of the examination, but we seem to be short on gloves, so I'll just be using my bare hand. Here, take my hand. See how nice and warm and smooth it is? Now take my hand and put it on your penis, on your little pee-pee. Yes. Now I'm going to encircle your little boy wiener with my hand, like this. Feel how nice and soft and warm my hand is. And, you have a nice looking penis. And it seems to like my hand too, because See how it's getting bigger? That's okay. Nothing to worry about. That's supposed to happen when a girl touches a boy's penis. It's supposed to get bigger and harder and swollen. Has your mommy ever touched your penis, honey? No? Not even at bath time? Oh, you take your own bath and have for a long time. I see. Just like a big boy. Well, I want you to get used to my hand on your penis. I need to make your pee-pee get all big and hard and swollen so I can collect a sperm sample. Tell me, have you ever touched your pee-pee to make yourself feel good? You're nodding your head yes. Has anything ever happened when you did that? I see. Your pee-pee got all wet, and then some white cream came out the tip. Well, that's perfectly normal. I want that to happen right here, right now, so I can collect a sperm sample. Yes, that's right. So don't mind me. I'm just going to touch and stroke your little pee-pee to make it all big and swollen and hard. You like feeling my hands stroke your little wiener? Does it make you feel good? My, you have a very handsome pee-pee. Look at how big it's getting, how hard it is, how thick. You know what's going to happen, don't you, if I keep stroking your little pee-pee? Yes, that's right. You're going to shoot some nice, thick cream out the tip. Yeah, let me just spit on it, get a little lubrication here. Yeah. Wait a minute. I almost forgot to ask. When was the last time you washed your little pee-pee? That long ago, huh? I was supposed to clean your penis before I started the exam, and now it's too late. You've already started leaking pre-cum, and I can't afford to have any alcohol touch it. It might ruin the specimen. The government sent me this device I'm supposed to use in order to collect a sperm sample, but I can't figure out how to use it, so I'm going to just have to continue using my hands, like I'm doing now. Do you like what I'm doing to you? Do you like feeling my hand stroke your little pee-pee? I see you staring at my chest. Do you like looking at a woman's boobies? Tell me, have you ever seen any up close? No, not even your mommy's? Oh, I see. She didn't breastfeed you. Well, this is important. How would you like to see my boobies? It might help in the specimen collection if you had something to look at. Something for your mind to think about. Would you like that, honey? Would you like nurse to take off your white uniform top? Okay, I'll do it. Yeah. Yeah, there. That's better. And cooler, too. I'll just take my bra off and... Yeah, so now we're equal. You are naked from the waist down, and I'm naked from the waist up. Do you like looking at my boobies? Yes, I know they're kind of big, aren't they? Would you like to touch them? Here, give me your hand and feel my boobie. Though I guess you can call them tits or titties now. That's right. Take your little hand and get to know me. Squeeze my titty. Feel it. Feel how big and warm it is. Now touch my nipple. Yeah, that's it. That little button right there. Right at the tip. Yes, good boy. Now gently pinch it between your fingers. Not too much. I see you like that. I can tell because your little pee-pee is growing longer and bigger and thicker. Keep playing with my titties, little boy, while I stroke your pee-pee. Yes, that's the way. Would you like to put one in your mouth? Would you like to put one of Nurse's titties in your mouth? Put your mouth on my nipple? Would you like to suck Nursey's nipple? Maybe pretend you're sucking milk from Nursey's big titties? Go ahead. Put your lips right there. Right around my nipple. Now suck it. Pretend I have milk for you. Suckle Nursey's titties. That's the way. Now lick it. I think you like that. Or at least your little pee-pee likes what you're doing to Nursey's titties. Now how does this feel? Do you like it when I use my other hand to cup your balls while I stroke your shaft? I can tell by the expression on your face you like it a lot. Yes. It's okay to move your little hips back and forth. That's perfectly normal to want to pump your hips as I pump your little pee-pee. And look, see how wet your tip is? I bet it tastes really good, too. Let me just swipe my finger across your tip. Your pre-cum tastes delicious. Really good, baby. In fact, it tastes so good that I want more. Have you ever had a woman lick your pee-pee before, Barry? Let me do it for you. Did you like that? I can see you did. Your pee-pee has gotten bigger and thicker and longer. Now watch what happens when I take the tip into my mouth and suck on it. Yes, that's the way. I can tell you like this. Now I'm going to suck on it a little bit more. That's right. Keep thrusting your little hips right up into my face. That's the way. Keep thrusting your little hips as I suck your little pee-pee. Now move your hips faster as I suck your pee-pee with my mouth and lips as I fondle your little boy balls. I can tell you like this. You gonna come for me, little boy? You gonna empty your balls for me? You gonna thrust your little boy wiener into my mouth hard and unload all your little boy juices into my mouth? Oh, wait, there's a container I'm supposed to use. Empty your boy cum into this container, Barry. Don't come in my mouth. Gosh, you're strong. Take your hands off my head. Stop thrusting into my mouth. Don't cover my mouth. That would cover the cup. Put your cup out of my mouth. Let me smoke it for you. Into the cup. And... Yuck. You just came all over my face when I pulled my mouth off your little boy penis. ew, and it's in my hair, and it's all over my face, and even on my tits. Ow, you sure made a mess, Barry. And look, we didn't even get any in the container. Now we'll have to do this all over again. Oh, and God, you're just one student. I don't know how I'm even going to get through the rest of the class. Oh, but I'll sure try.